This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some more good times on the Good Day program. Here I am smiling at you, 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 and you. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friends, the Indiana Jones of Radio, Rich McFadden, along with, what's the female equivalent of Indiana Jones? Indiana.
Wonder Woman is what I like to call her.
Wonder Woman. Yeah, Jennifer Horne. Wonder Woman.
Who's the Tomb Raider? Laura.
Oh, Lara Croft.
Yeah, Lara Croft.
Wasn't that Skinny Minnie?
Yes, it was.
Played that? Mrs. Brad Pitt.
Angelina.
Okay, so there's a story floating around Washington today about this youngster. I say he's a youngster. I think he was about 26. 26, okay. Thank you, Richie. This American who defected from America to Daesh, and now he's defected from Daesh, surrendered to Kurdish forces. He left from your area, Richie, just for Christmas, and he went to work with Daesh, and after 3 months, he said, I've had enough. There was one single moment caught on camera when soldiers found out they were detaining an American. He told the Kurds that he was from the Washington area.
Yeah, he showed him his Virginia driver's license.
Right.
What a dope.
His name is Mohammed Jamal Kweets. He walked out of the camp at dawn the other day and into their front line in broken English and Arabic. He told them he wanted to surrender. Kurds arrested him. Didn't want his face shown. He confirmed he'd been fighting for Daesh. And how did they make sure it wasn't a suicide bomber? They didn't have any explosives on him. We got him to lift his shirt and drop his pants.
Just like a good American would.
That's right.
Very nice.
So the news media then camped out in front of his father's house in D.C.
This is
his father got so tired of it, he went out with a hose and sprayed it on him to get him to leave.
Hold on, I got the news reporter here, Shamari Stone from NBC.
His family here in the Alexandria section of Fairfax County, they were very upset. Let's take a look just to show you.
Hey, don't touch my camera.
Now, earlier, Mohammed Jamal Kweets, his father, confronted reporters and sprayed them with a garden hose before police arrived. Mohammed Jamal Kweets told him he was going to Europe for vacation, and when they last heard from him, he said he was in Greece. Kweets' father told NBC News that he was going to the State Department to find out if the reports are real or fake.
You guys leave right now. My son, he's a good person, he's a good son.
I'm thankful.
And I'm raised my kids on the right way. Okay? They are good boys.
Me, I'm raising my kids in the right way.
Now, we tried talking to neighbors out here. We knocked on some doors, and they say they don't want to comment about what happened.
I see.
Live here in the Alexandria.
Yeah, live on these.
There was one woman who was, it was pretty interesting. I mean, one of the neighbors, they got a comment from her, and she's obviously a Muslim, and she was crying, and she said, these guys have stolen our religion.
Mm-hmm.
And
have.
It was pretty interesting, but, you know, obviously the dad is just clueless. Dad, we're going to Europe. Okay. See ya.
Hey, have a nice time. My boy is a good boy.
My boy's a good boy.
All right. Teachers in the news. Teacher in South Carolina going above and beyond the call of duty to help young boys in his community become young gentlemen. Every Wednesday, 60 students at Menninger Elementary School dress for success and meet at the Gentlemen's Club.
Huh.
Raymond Nelson is the student support specialist at this school in downtown Charleston, works with at-risk children, and had an idea to teach his students life lessons. He told a reporter, quote, I was thinking maybe if I have the boys dress up, dress for success, that will be something that will distract them from their fighting and getting into trouble. He said, when's the last time you saw somebody fighting in a tuxedo? That's pretty, I think that's a pretty
great
good
point,
question.
Right?
Right.
Nobody look wants good. Splatter blood on them on their shirt.
Right. Their motto is look good, feel good, do good.
I think it's true. When you dress up, you do have an extra element of class, sort of, you know?
Yeah. Fifth graders, they walk into classes. The kids tease them at first. They started this right after the beginning of the year, kids teasing them. Now they don't. They do not tease them. This is something that is I think this is smart. This sort of speaks to whether everybody should wear uniforms in school, too, which is another one of my pet peeves. I think a lot of stuff that goes on, a lot of problems that kids have with each other, the bullying and that sort of thing would go away.
As much as I hated uniforms, I wore them for 12 years. Yeah. It was so smart. Ugh.
When my nephew was on the wrestling team, the whole wrestling team had to wear a uniform. Khakis. White or light blue shirt, button-up shirt, and a tie.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day. Here's another question for those of you who are teachers. The question about homework and whether or not it's really necessary. There's one of these mommy bloggers, Richie, you're connected to some of these people. This lady's name is Constance Hall.
Okay.
Said her children would be better off climbing trees and swimming than doing homework. She's revived the homework debate online, thinks her daughter would be better off swimming and doing physical things, and she posted that on Facebook. So far, 20,000 reactions. She said that she ought not to be expected to do the homework with her children. That's what a lot of parents are doing. I would ask that of you, Richie. How much time do you spend helping your two children with their homework?
You know, this year my son does not have a lot. He's in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
But my daughter, who is in the second grade, she does have quite a bit. So she's half an hour a night, 40 minutes, something like that.
This debate has been going on since I was a teacher. I remember giving kids a lot of homework, and then the morning after, I'd give them a quiz, five-question quiz about the homework.
So what do you think, as someone who taught, do you think it's a good idea?
Yeah, well,
I think homework is important. I mean, I see what this lady's talking about, and maybe hours and hours and hours of homework is excessive, but taking some of the work home with you, I think, is good.
Was there a question there? What did you think about this?
Yeah, what do you think? I mean,
you want me to answer
teacher.
That?
Yeah.
Right, you asked me the question, and then you answered it, which happens a lot on this program. It usually is me who does that.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Thank you. Anybody who thinks homework has no value hasn't seen the right homework. It's rather than busy work, which a lot of teachers do because they're expected to send home busy work for students, I think the mind has to be in gear all the time. A teacher's job is to inspire, to direct, to cultivate, to get children to think. And that's really what your job is. Teaching is a misnomer. It's getting people to learn how to think, how to figure out the answer to problems. And it may be in math, it may be in science, it may be in English, it could be in any of the disciplines. But thinking is what we're not doing today. We're teaching kids to tests, which teach you nothing. It ought not to be called teaching, because that's not what it is. It's not even education. It's a waste of time. It doesn't develop your brain. You see how dull so many kids are, young millennials, who are so tied to their dysfunctional smartphone or whatever it is. There's no thinking going on there. There's no learning going on there. So if you send homework home, it ought to be something that keeps the child's brain stimulated. And if it's just busy work, it's a waste of time. So this study that found 90 minutes of homework leads to, in some circumstances, a drop in results, was what this blogger cited. 3 hours a night leads to children getting sick because they're not exercising enough. That also could be said for all the time it's spent on the smartphones and in the, you know, messing around with social media. So it's not just school, but it's the cultivation of one's mind that I believe. And frankly, that's what I gear this program to. I mean, sure, we have fun. Yeah, we do. But it's all, well, for the most part, it's not mindless stupidity. It's silly stuff that usually has a point. What's that old, where do you have a clip from a movie somewhere, Richie, that I've forgotten about?
Which one?
I don't know, was there, if you're trying to tell the story, make a point, there's some...
Oh, yeah.
I forget who that was, but...
Yeah.
At any rate, 16 past the hour, this is Good Day.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Your gut. It's your engine. Your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. According to a Gallup poll, Americans believe the government regulates business too much. 49% of Americans say there's too much government regulation, while only 21% say there's too little regulation. Federal agencies like the Internal Revenue Service, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the National Labor Relations Board create so much red tape for job providers, many feel it's almost impossible to keep up to date with all the rules. So anyone who runs a business may find irony in the fact that the National Labor Relations Board itself has been found guilty of an unfair labor practice. That's right. A judge has ruled that when the NLRB moved its headquarters to a new building in Washington, D.C., the agency violated its duty to fully negotiate the terms of the move with the unions representing its own workers. Let's be fair. There's way too much government red tape today. When the NLRB can't even follow labor laws, something's seriously wrong. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
All right. Lots of people having a lot of fun with Indiana Jones now back in the hopper. This is a web news site called ETC, and a couple of fellows on there named Elliot and Ricky said Harrison Ford's too old to be in another one of these movies.
Despite the very glaring fact that Harrison Ford will be 78 years old when this movie is released, it's been officially announced that he and director Steven Spielberg will reunite for a fifth installment of Indiana Jones. Why are you excited? Why are you excited? Yeah, so we had a hard time wrapping our heads around this whole thing as well. I mean, on the one hand, Indiana Jones is a pinnacle of adventure filmmaking, and the original movies are arguably some of the best of all time in general.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was absolute flaming garbage. And Harrison Ford is an old man who keeps hurting himself in more and more ridiculous ways.
Yeah, we were saying that if he can't run off the Millennium Falcon without breaking his leg, how is he going right. to
You know what, this is disrespectful
and
stupid.
He does that, and he's like,
I know, I don't like it either.
Get lost. Although there are
he
some of
these. He did well in Star Wars.
These tweets are funny.
Right. Joe
writes, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Medicine Cabinet. Vinny writes, Indiana Jones and the Early Bird Special. Indiana Jones and the Kids on His Lawn.
But think about it. He has wrecked an airplane and broken his leg on the Millennium Falcon in the last 2 years.
Yeah, who's counting?
21 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Past the hour now on the Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and I have now a discussion on your sleep issues, if you have them. Dr. Anda Baharav, who is the CEO and chief scientist at Sleep Rate. She's responsible for driving the company's strategies when it comes to helping a lot of people, and there are millions and millions of people around the world that don't sleep well, and they need to, because good night's rest brings equal opportunities during the day for quality of life, feeling good, exercising, all that stuff. So, Dr. Baharav, let's talk about whether this is universal. This is something, no matter what country you live in, that this is a problem?
Yes, sure. That's a huge problem. Actually, it is an epidemic. Almost half of the population doesn't sleep enough or doesn't sleep well. So that's something that we should take very seriously, because it's not only that we don't perform well, but also our health get worse and worse because of poor sleep or lack of sleep. So we at Sleep Rate have a mission: help people have a better life just by sleeping more or sleeping better.
All right. So I want to know, in my own experience, I sleep well, but I don't sleep enough. So how is that different than if I were to be sleeping 7 or 8 hours a night and restless? Which of the two, you said both were problems, which one is the bigger of the problems?
Both are the same, because yeah, if you don't sleep enough, you don't know how you can feel when you sleep enough. Mm-hmm. So now the time we sleep is quite personal, but in general, human beings need something between 7 and 8 hours of sleep, and by sleeping less than six, as most of us, most probably you are doing, is taking a great hit on what we are doing, how well do we live, and we don't understand it. It's living like in a continuous jet lag. You know what jet lag?
Yeah, so jet lag.
You know how you feel.
Yeah. Tell me how you do. I would like to know, Dr. Baharav, how you yourself deal with a sleep issue. You're the doctor. You're the professional. So tell us about your sleep habits.
Wow. It depends. When I'm checking my sleep, I sleep almost 7 hours because I'm very ashamed that my colleagues will see that I'm preaching for good sleep, and I don't do this. But we are, you know, we are living in this society and always on society, so it is very difficult to stick to healthy sleep habits, just allowing ourselves to sleep enough. So we have to do this. If I go to bed at a good time, I fall asleep like a baby. So I don't have a problem of poor sleep or restless sleep. But I don't sleep enough like I think 48 to 50% of the Western population.
Oh, I think you're right about that. So in terms of how you get off to a good sleep, I found that meditation, listening to meditation tapes is good, maybe praying a little at night before you go to sleep, or showing gratitude for things, but putting your mind at ease, I have found that I don't understand how people go to sleep after they watch some horror movie on TV or some shoot 'em up, because that disturbs your mind. As whatever's in your mind as you go to sleep is what's going to go on in your brain through the night, right?
Definitely. So actually what we offer, it's a comprehensive sleep solution. We monitor your sleep. We evaluate your sleep. We come out with some kind of a diagnosis of what your problems are, and then we offer a personalized solution or therapy for your problem. And yes, it usually starts with calming down a buffer zone between your day and your night.
And your night, yes.
And it can be whatever. And something that brings peace to your mind and just let you calm down in order to be able to let go and fall asleep. Right. And meditation or any other way to disconnect helps. So we offer some methods, but everybody can use his own in order to fall asleep easily, and then to stay asleep, and then to wake up refreshed. So what we are doing is that we follow, we track your sleep and your subjective perception of your sleep for a few nights, and after a few nights you get a report telling you about the quality, duration, yeah, and structure of sleep.
It's like wearing a heart monitor, it looks like to me. All right, so check out what you can do to improve your sleep at sleeprate.com, sleeprate.com. Thank you, Dr. Baharav. Good day. Time is 9:30.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
About the Bermuda Triangle, I think, coming here with my friends Kara and Richie and Jen Jen. The Bermuda Triangle has long been something that people have tried to figure out. A lot of people think that it's the home of the ancient continent of whatever it is. What's that? What's that? The lost continent of...
Oh, yeah.
Where'd that go?
Atlantis.
Thank you, Atlantis.
Is that what you were looking for?
Yes, that was what I was looking for, yes.
Atlantis. Right.
Yes, thank you. So, as speculation continues as to what this is all about, there's a new report that's out this week that may explain why so many ships and planes have vanished in this area. From the website Buzz60, here's Patrick Jones.
Scientists are thinking they may have found an explanation for the Bermuda Triangle. If you're not up on what that is, the Bermuda Triangle has been an infamous airspace and area of ocean between Miami, Bermuda, and Puerto Rico where planes and ships mysteriously vanish. In modern times, the disappearances have been noted since 1909, but they may go further back. Some say Shakespeare's The Tempest, written in 1611, is about a disappearance near Bermuda and the magic associated with that. Now scientists studying the Barents Sea, which is north of Norway, are saying they they've discovered huge craters like a half a mile wide and 150 feet deep. They think the craters formed after huge methane explosions caused by methane converted from being frozen to a gas quickly. The Arctic University of Norway is saying explosions like this would send a ton of water up very fast, and any ships that happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time would go bye-bye without a trace, just like they do in the Bermuda Triangle. So there's one offering. Throw it on the heap of other suggestions that include the triangle being a black hole, a time portal, or ruled over by the paranormal or aliens. Actually, the methane explanation just makes it seem so much less fun.
That's not a lot of cows then produced it. Sounds like methane gas. Been a problem for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's a host, Steve Sisson, along with his partner Trevor Jackson, talking about the same report with a different spin.
But the mystery of the Bermuda Triangle may have finally been solved. Scientists believe that they now know why ships seemingly disappear when entering this mysterious stretch of sea. The researchers at Arctic University of Norway believe that giant craters on the bottom of the ocean may be the culprits as they send giant explosions of gas spewing from these holes without warning. That could be it.
And these bubbles come up.
Yep.
And if a ship is on top of it and that air makes the water less buoyant, the ship sinks. And then the bubbles disappear.
And you're just gone.
To the bottom.
Oh, next thing you know, you're
perfect storm. I, for one, look at the science and go, okay, I'll buy the science. I don't know if that's it, but it's kind of a logical explanation.
It's plausible anyway. Yeah,
yeah, it's not aliens.
That's some magic hand coming down and plucking it out.
It's not a giant magnet. It's not Poseidon.
And it's not a government conspiracy.
No, it's not.
I think that's a plausible explanation. But I guess they need to map the ocean floor there and see what's going on, and maybe there's some evidence there that can back that up.
You know, I have an observation about these web broadcasters, the podcasters. You ought to learn how to be broadcasters before you go out and do that. I'm using these.
You don't need to do that anymore.
As well, I think, in order to sound like you know what you're talking about. Although, I was educated by what they both said. Maybe it's because I'm too much of a professional.
Yes, just that deliver it.
Called into
but what does it say about us? We're playing their audio.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here looking at the wiki page for the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, right.
Not a big deal. I mean, only really state six or seven ships and planes that have disappeared.
Right.
I'm figuring
it makes for a great
long
story, Richie.
Hundreds of boats. And, I mean, and it was all from the early 1900s to 1963 was the last one. 1948, 1949, 1955. Everything is 1919 was the earliest.
All right, 22 before the hour. Do you like a good story next, a really good story next, or a super story next? All three
super
of the next three stories. The super story first?
Yes.
Okay. This is a story about two young lovers named Luke Blanick and Natalie Britvich. They are 19 years old, high school sweethearts. They are in love, and people who know them well say their love is far more mature than their years would be presenting. Normally, you wouldn't think of a couple of 19-year-olds as ready to get married. As a matter of fact, they are more mature, it would seem, in many ways than people who are twice their age. The fellow's name is Blanick, diagnosed with sarcoma, a bone cancer. He has been through 24 rounds of chemo, 100 rounds of radiation, and two major surgeries. 2 months ago, doctors said he had about 4 to 5 months to live. Cancer terminal this year. That did not let him, it didn't pull him away from the reality of his life, the other side of his life, loving this young woman. So what he did, and she did, was decide they would get married. They set up a GoFundMe page, the parents did, Kurt and Jan Blanick, GoFundMe page to help pay for the cancer treatments. But then they decided to put together a wedding ceremony. And so if you go online, you can find, if you either of these two names, I'm sure if you Google them, you'll find pictures. He doesn't have a hair on his head. They at their wedding this past weekend. There are a lot of people there from Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. Businesses there, they gave them all the food. They gave them the present. They did a really nice job. And you see the two of them together sitting there. It's like there's nothing that means anything to either of them except each other. Grinning and laughing, even though this guy's going to die this year. And because the love was as strong as it is, they decided that they'd get married now. You know, wouldn't it be interesting if he lived, frankly? That would be one of those strange things that they do. Those strange things happen. Why are you?
Would it last?
I have such a cynical mind.
Of course you do. All right, so what do you think?
She would be thinking, man.
Darn it.
I wanted the money. The insurance check.
Oh, man.
Aw.
All right, so much for the best story.
Ruining our super story.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a nice story.
All right, here's the story of a mother from Utah facing charges today after she left her 8-year-old son at the school yesterday, claiming she was overwhelmed by his calling her foul names and pulling his pants down in public.
Well, that's not very fun.
No, it's not. Let's see here. This mother has three other children, and they all have special needs. Everybody. Doesn't everybody have a special need now? Everybody's got a special need.
I guess, but that's a tough lot to have.
So, after she left her child at school, and then she thought to herself, wait a minute, I got to go pick him up. And so the kid was out of control, so she brought him to a hospital and left him there.
Wow.
She abandoned her 8-year-old son at a hospital for being rude and crude and out of control in public. So I think there's a law that allows parents to drop off their baby if it's like 3-4 days old, right? Anonymously. I think that's a federal law. A law that's been adopted by most states. But an 8-year-old, you're going to bring him to the hospital and just leave him there because you can't control him? What's the matter with you? Anyway, the son walked up to the reception office in the hospital with a note from his mother which said, this child is rude and ungovernable.
Oh.
Ungovernable, I think is the word. I do not want him in my life anymore.
Oh. That's horrible.
I just think the district attorney going after the mother, you don't get to arbitrarily drop your children off at institutions and just leave them.
And how does that kid ever recover? I mean, if already the kid's got issues. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. Anyway, so she was charged with child abandonment, which is a felony, child abuse, misdemeanor, and her son is being cared for by social services. But there's a picture of this little kid posted at DougStefan.com. Look at him just sitting there on a bench in the hospital.
Oh.
Yesterday.
I hope someone finds him and gives him a loving home.
No, I mean, we've all been told by our parents, or we've told our kids, if you don't settle down in the back seat of the car, if you don't settle down, we're going to pull over here.
Well, I was a jerk yesterday. I admitted to it. I had I didn't say anything the day before yesterday. The mother and the three children are moving into my house when we move out in a couple of weeks. She has a daughter who's 13, who's delightful, daughter who's 9, delightful, and a 4-year-old boy who's just bouncing off the walls. And so it was distracting as we were trying to do a lot of things. And I find myself thinking things that I didn't like, frankly, what my thoughts were. But then, 4-year-old boy, what was I like when I was 4? I don't even remember what I was like when I was 4. But Megan and Brendan both said the same thing to me after they left. They were nice children, and yeah, he's off the wall, but he's, he's 4 years old. So, I guess I think about it in those terms. And then I didn't say anything, so I didn't have to give her an apology. Last night when I was getting on the plane, there were three children in front of me. And I was sitting up front. And I had, when I came home a couple of, when was it, 10 days ago when I came home from wherever I was, the last time I think I came from L.A., there were a couple of children in the front, and they were outrageously noisy and unruly, and I was angry, and I said to the flight attendant, why is this allowed? We sit here, we don't pay these prices for this seat.
Don't you know who we are?
Well, no, it isn't exactly. That. But I don't want to sound like a jerk, but I mean, I think there's something to be said for taking care of your children. In any circumstance, where they're in the plane, they're out in public, at a supermarket. How many times do you see unruly kids running around in a supermarket? Anyway, so when I was going down the ramp into the plane, there were these three children in front of me, and I, I said to the fellow who was next to me, gee, I hope those kids aren't sitting up front. And he looked at me and he smiled, those are my children.
And they are.
So I said, well, I hope they're going to be good.
Yeah.
And he said, I think you'll find they'll be very good. So I got on the plane. I put my bag
so
up overhead.
Bag.
I know. I put my bag up overhead, and I said, I'm traveling with my two children, too, but they're sitting in the back, and I'm sitting up here. And so he's sitting right in front of me. And I put my bag up overhead, and I looked at him, and I said, and I saw his children were settling right in, and they were very mature, and they were very well-behaved. And I looked at him, and I said, I was an ass, and I apologize to you. I'm sorry that I said what I did, because your children obviously are well-behaved. And I want you to meet my two children, so I introduced them to Megan and Brendan. Brendan shook his hand. And we just had a nice conversation. But you talk about, you know, sounding like a jerk and acting like a jerk. And I felt that way because I did.
This is my number one rule now. You never know
who's
listening or
right,
who
right.
the person
yeah.
is next to. You've
got
to be careful.
Always on.
When he looked at me, he said,
those are mine.
Those are my kids.
Wow. Did you die just a little inside?
I was a little taken back by it for sure.
It's hard. I've flown a lot with my kids. We go to Columbia all the time.
Yeah.
So they're used to it now. I mean, they're 9 and 12. But, you know, when they're little, it's really hard. But, you know, I have a big philosophy. Take your kids everywhere.
Yeah. Get them used to traveling.
Get them used to it.
And they learn all kinds of behavior and all, you know.
Yep.
And, yeah, they're going to misbehave sometimes, and you're going to be embarrassed sometimes. But the more you expose them to wherever they are, the better they'll act.
It's kind of like the kids that won't let the parents that won't let their kids be held by other people. But then those kids get afraid,
I mean, there's so much fear, you're right. Yeah, I had, we were talking about this actually last night on the plane as well, because Megan's going to come back with Brendan in a couple of months with Miles. And he has traveled already to England once, but he's only 6 or 7 months old, and he was great on it. He's just very curious. But I think he'll be fine because he's very social, and he's being taught to be very social. And he spends lots of time with Brendan, and Brendan is just kind of a character. And he loves it. You just can see how he is with people. He gets so excited, and he wants to visit, but he doesn't get silly. Or, I don't know, silly. He doesn't, you know, sometimes maybe as we get older, we think not of our own children. We think of how we wish things were rather than how they really are or have been. So it was a lesson well learned by me yesterday in that circumstance. And I'm glad that I introduced him to my children because I'm proud of my children and who they are. And that he could be proud of his children because his children were extraordinarily well
behaved. Did Brendan cry all through the flight again?
No. Megan was upset. Megan really was upset yesterday.
Oh, about leaving. I just meant, like, kids on the flight.
No.
You gave that guy a great story he'll be able to tell for a long time.
Oh, sure. Exactly. Glad he didn't know where it was.
You'd be like, my name's Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, that's the Rush. And we don't give out names. Although,
nice to meet you.
But the interesting thing is when the flight attendant goes up and gets your meal stuff, they always say, oh, Mr. Stefan, so they can hear who you are that way, but they don't know who. All right, where are we? Looks like 48 past the hour, Richie, on Good Day.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com. Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's National Ag Day. Why that matters today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Annette Degnan's day job is with Minnesota-based CHS Incorporated, but she also carries the title of Vice Chairman of the Board of the Nonprofit Agriculture Council of America.
Our sole purpose is to increase the public's awareness of agriculture's role in modern society in terms of providing abundant, safe, affordable food supplies.
I asked Degnan if she thought the message was getting through.
Well, I think they're willing to listen. I think people respect farmers and what they're trying to do. You know, there is still this romanticized notion about farming and what it really is. But I think today's producers do step up and step out and invite people to their farms.
Learn more at agday.org. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is Pioneer Senior Agronomy Sciences Manager Paul Carter to discuss the Pioneer Regional Nitrogen Trial.
The Pioneer Regional Nitrogen Study is focused on improving nitrogen management. Nitrogen's a very important nutrient in corn. There's also costs involved in buying the fertilizer, and there's risk of applying too little, which could cut corn yields. There's also risks of applying too much, which could have, you pay more for more than you need, but also there's environmental concerns and water quality concerns. So we worked with our InCirca team at Pioneer to set up a study with 8 universities. Now, what we found is we found that there was kind of a gap in data sets that collected an array of data over a wide range of soil and weather scenarios. And we finished year 2 of 3 of this study. A couple of things that we found that are important to growers and us at Pioneer. The tools for nitrogen application that are available, such as crop models and in-season sensors, they really can be enhanced if we apply some of that nitrogen in season. We found that weather and soil factors and improved knowledge of those factors during the season can really help us improve nitrogen management, but only if we apply some of that nitrogen in season. If we apply all the nitrogen at planting, that makes it very difficult for us to use the knowledge we've gained of the weather throughout the season to improve nitrogen management. Another factor we've learned is that canopy sensors are a nice tool for managing nitrogen. These are on-the-go sensors that can measure reflectance of the crop throughout the season. And we've also found that the algorithms for those perform best when we consider soil and weather variables.
How does this relate to growers?
Now, you want to get some nitrogen on early at planting time or earlier. You don't want to depend totally on in-season nitrogen, but assuming you do have some early season nitrogen or pre-plant nitrogen on there to carry you through, the window, it probably goes all the way up to flowering. It's just a matter of having the high clearance equipment to get through the crop in that taller corn.
Where can growers go to learn more?
Growers should contact their Pioneer sales rep, their Pioneer representative, the person they work with at Pioneer, and they could put them in touch with the InCirca, a CSA certified services agent, and they can provide more information on the new models and the information that Pioneer has to help improve their nitrogen management.
Thanks, Paul. Pioneer Growing Point Radio continues to provide solutions for growers to match the right product on the right acre to increase potential for optimum yields. Check back with us next month to learn about the InCirca Nitrogen Innovation Trials.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.